It Must Be Sugar may contain some language in which our listeners may find offensive. Discretion is advised. Hey guys, It Must Be Sugar here. Let's talk. Hey guys, It Must Be Sugar here with another episode. This episode is going to be about stressors for the holidays. Guys, remember, we're 1 week away from November. November's right around the corner. Can you believe it? It felt like we just brought in 2019. Soon it'll be 2020, God's willing. Woo! We'll get into that later on in the show. Let's talk. Hey, it's showtime. And if you're from New York City, you know just what I mean. Subway Chronicles, let's talk. Hey guys, It Must Be Sugar here with another Subway Chronicle. This month, I'm going to do things a little different. This month, I want to bring to you my 8 Subway woes. Things that will make you say, whoa. Yeah. And on this episode, I have 8 Subway woes. Okay? Living in New York City, you have no other choice than to ride these mean NYC subways. So in order to survive a ride on the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, aka the subway, it's important to be aware of these 8 guidelines, these 8 woes. Yeah, subway woes. 1. Don't expect to get on the train and expect to get a seat. No way, mama. You might experience being pushed or shoved by a big brolic man that will beat you to a seat and smile on your face once he gets the seat. Or pretend that he's so tired that he falls asleep right away. Yes. Yes, they're out there. Keep an eye open. They're out there. 2. Every time it's showtime on MTA. If you're not flipping or stomping or offbeat, you have not experienced a real MTA ride on the subway. Listen, I commend those that can flip on a pole and hang upside down for about 5 to 10 minutes, okay? My ass can't do that. So kudos to you, you know what I mean? But however, I don't think the subway train is the place to be to do those things, okay? Perhaps clown school, perhaps aerobics. Is it aerobics? Aerobics, maybe, or I don't know, but it doesn't fit for the subway. There isn't any room for the whole flips and the whole splits and the whole stomping off beat and wanting to flip your hat over and kick it up with your heel or your foot. Like, there's no room for that. There's actually no room for that on the subway. 3, let's not forget those that open a whole plate of food on the subway. For instance, someone will open a plate of fried rice and chicken wings and begin to eat and expect you to move over or give them elbow room so they can really get down and eating this food. I don't know about you. Oh, please mind the fire trucks, like the sirens. Live in New York City, that comes with the territory, I guess. But I don't know about you. I always thought the subway was for transportation. I always thought it was a ride to get to wherever you want to get to within the 5 boroughs. But some people make the subway into their diner. I don't get it, an MTA diner. I wonder if there's an MTA diner in New York City. But anyway. Some subway carts become an MTA diner. 4, what about those that like to post up in front of the subway door and refuse to move to let other people onto the train? You got those. They're there during rush hour. They're there after work. They're there. And they can be so annoying. Or, number five, what about the girl that wants to finish her makeup on the train? That will pull out her whole makeup bag, proceed to pull out her eyeliner pencil, rest her elbow on your shoulder, and begin to paint on the perfect wing. Yeah, begin to paint on the perfect eyeliner wing. I don't get it. Mama, the train is crowded. There's no room for that. There's no room for you and your makeup and your Sephora or your MAC session. There's no room for that. You know, these subway woes, you know, these are really woes. These are things that will make you say, Number six, the sleepyhead that worked or partied all day and are now tired, that they doze off leaning all over you and wake up at every other stop. Yes. Those people, to me, I find them really amazing. They got some really great ears. And the reason why I say that is that they will be in a deep sleep, but don't let their stop come up. Ding, ding, 42nd Street. That person will shoot up and run right out the door. Ding, ding, 125th Street. The same thing. I commend them. They got perfect hearing. Number seven. Let's not forget number seven. The $2 rides. Yes, you heard me. The $2 rides. Now, for those that do not live in New York City, to ride on the subway, to ride on MTA, it's actually $2.75. Yes, I've said it. $2.75. However, they have these people selling $2 rides. Now, yes, these people, I consider them the unofficial MTA workers that block a turnstile. But however, they're so kind enough to suggest you to use the turnstile next to it so that you can go about your business. But they're so fixed on selling this $2 ride after they've asked someone else to swipe them into the train station. Yes, you've heard me. After they've asked someone else to swipe them into the train station. Yes. So these $2 rides, these unofficial MTA workers, please, we can't forget those. Don't be alarmed when you see it, because it does happen. And last but not least, number eight, that person that sits in two seats and refuses to scoot over so you can have a seat too. Yes, I call them the seat huggers. Why are you sitting in two seats? And why can't you just pick one so that someone else can sit? Why are you sitting with your legs wide open and making it difficult for someone to sit next to you? And looking at you like, I wish you would ask me to move over. Whoa. You know, these are the eight subway woes one experience. Mostly every day. If you have additional subway woes, please email me, because I want to hear about them at itmustbesugar@gmail.com. Hit a girl up, because I want to read them, because I know I'm not the only one experiencing these things. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next month. Bye-bye. I just want to talk about stressors, you know, stressors in relations to the holidays, because I know holiday time can be a lot for some people. But before I get into that, I just want to chop it up a little bit with you guys. One, I want to thank all my supporters, my listeners, my friends, my family for just supporting me. February will make 1 year since I dropped my first episode, and I'm so excited that I've stuck with it this long and that I'm thriving. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for the texts and the calls and the encouragements. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so happy. I'm so happy to be here. The month of October has been a very busy month. My mom's birthday is in the month of October, and oh, I love this lady so much. So my mom made a milestone, like it was a big birthday for her. And one of the things we wanted to do was throw her a party. And it was so funny because we went to her, it was like, Mom, we want to throw you a party. She's like, absolutely not. I do not want a party. However, I want to do something every week for the month of October. I want to do something every weekend for the month of October. And she gave us a list of the things that she wanted to do. So she wanted to go to a Broadway play to see Beautiful, because the last showing of Beautiful, the last play in which they would have on Broadway, was actually scheduled for October 26th. So got her tickets to see Beautiful. She loved it. She wanted to go to a spa. She wanted an intimate dinner with her family. So she wanted her children, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren at this dinner. That was her request. We've done it. And last but not least, she wanted to go out dancing. So we're still working on the dancing part, because I just want to figure out a place where I could take her, where she can hear some good soca music and really, really enjoy herself. So if you guys have any ideas, please DM me. Let me know. But other than that, I mean, it was a great month. She's just so humble and so selfless. I love her so much. She's my favorite girl. Besides that, we participated in the cancer walk, which we do every year. Breast cancer walk. Ugh. So many people are in the fight, right? And every year, it's like the crowd gets bigger and beautiful and more thriving. It's just so amazing. So we participate every year in that walk, in the breast cancer walk in Central Park. So that was exciting. What else? I went to go see a concert with some good friends of mine. We went to go see Donnell Jones and Genuine. We had a really good time catching up and just chit-chatting. That's always great. And that's about it. So before I get into the new episode, one thing I would really like to discuss is this Wale album. Wow, That's Crazy. That's the title, right? And I just want to thank Wale for bringing mental health to the forefront, right? It's important because it can happen to anyone. And he talks about depression. He talks about mental health. He talks about social anxiety. Something that I can actually relate to. But we'll talk about that in another episode when I want to dive deep into that. But he brings it to the forefront. Can you imagine how hard it is for artists to be dealing with mental illness, or for anybody in general to be dealing with mental illness and still have to interact with people on a regular basis? It's hard. I love the fact that he brings it to the forefront and he let people know that it's okay, black man, that this is what we're experiencing. Yeah, black men, we experience depression. Black men, we experience social anxiety. You know, black men, we experience mental illness. This is what it is. And it's okay to cry. And it's okay to seek therapy. It's okay to get help. You know, it's okay to say, you know, enough is enough. I love it. I love his conscious music, and I just want him to continue bringing, you know, the soul food. Just continue bringing the soul food, because every album you drop, you just continue feeding my soul. Just feeding it. Just continue bringing that conscious soul food. Okay, Wale? Thank you, thank you, thank you. And, you know, last but not least, let's just get into it. Let's talk. Let's talk about holiday stresses, because this is what it's about. You know, the November episode It's going to be really, really good because I'm going to dive into some interesting things. But for this episode, I just want us to prepare for the holidays and, you know, realize that with the holidays do come stressors. So let's talk. As we begin the holiday season, it is important that we pay attention to our stressors around this time. I love the holidays, but with the holidays come demands such as parties, shopping, and entertaining. Who don't love a good holiday party? I know I do. But with these demands, stress is probably lurking in the background. I would like to provide to you some of the stress that accompany the holidays. You know, stress and some form of depression sometimes for others accompany the holidays. For some people, holidays are really difficult and hard. It is important that we acknowledge our feelings during this time. If someone who you love has passed away, or you can't be with your loved ones, say that they're in a different state, it is okay to feel these feelings of sadness and grief. Take the time to reminisce on your memories with your loved ones. Also, take the time to cry. It is okay to cry and express your feelings. Don't force yourself to be happy because it sounds good around the holidays. During this time, if you are in therapy, it would be a really good time to increase your therapy sessions if possible. Because holiday time kicks up so much for people, if you are in therapy and you go once a week, why not kick it up to twice a week? Just to make sure that you're able to manage and maintain, you know, during this time. Do not isolate yourself. Try to spend time with your village, the people who you consider friends and family. Try to attend social events or even volunteer your time. This will allow you to meet some interesting and cool folks. Around the holiday time is when you meet some people. And I like holiday gatherings because you tend to meet some really, really cool people. This will allow you to lift your spirits and broaden your scopes of friendships. Okay? These holiday parties and gatherings and friendsgivings and stuff, perfect time to meet people. If you're up to it, I say go. If you're not, it's okay. It's okay to say, you know, I can't make it. But if you're up to it, go. Go ahead and meet some new people. Never know, you might be me and your best friend at these gatherings. Shopping, guys, shopping. When shopping, give yourself a budget for gifts. Sometimes we have to improvise with gifts. Money can be another stressor, right? Decide on how much money you can afford to spend during the holiday season. This goes for food if you're planning to entertain. If you're hosting a holiday party, stick to your budget. Don't allow holiday food shopping to stress you out. Don't let it. Okay? Do not let it. If you're going into the store to get a whole chicken, don't stress yourself out to get a whole turkey. Don't do it. The best thing to do is if you're planning to entertain, create a list and take that list with you to the supermarket and use that list and stick to that list when you're shopping so that you remain on a budget. Stick to a schedule and plan ahead of time. Set aside days and time to shop, cook, socializing, and other events. This is great because you can add that to your calendar and you could just say, you know, Wednesday, supermarket run. Saturday, karaoke, Christmas party. You know, whatever you want to, you know, just organize it and map it out ahead of time so that you won't be stressed out. During this time, it is very important that you learn how to say those two-letter words, no. N-O. The two-letter words, no. N-O. It is important that we use the word no. This time of year is very stressful. And to add on a yes to a task one may ask you to do in which you should have said no can be a very overwhelming and exhausting situation to be in. People will understand if you have to say no and cannot participate. Let me tell you, if they love you that much and they understand what you're going through and you say no, they should be empathetic, or, you know, to you and understand, you know. Don't forget about healthy habits. You know, holiday time, we like to eat cookies. I don't, you know what? I really don't know what I'm going to do at my job. My job, they have snacks every day. And I'm afraid because the holiday is coming. And I know the snacks are going to increase. Why? Because I have some bakers on my team. And I just don't know what to do. I guess this is the time that I can use the word no. Because I cannot afford to gain 15 pounds, 10 pounds, 5 pounds. I can't even afford to gain 2 pounds. So, no is going to be my answer to a whole lot of things. So, holiday times, you know. Don't forget about healthy habits. Don't forget about keeping up with your daily ritual. If you're accustomed to going to the gym, continue going to the gym. And continue to eat healthy. You see, this is where those snacks come into play. Just continue your routine. Continue to take care of your mind, body, and soul. Stick to a routine. If you're going to the gym, continue going to the gym. If you're eating healthy, stick to eating healthy. Once in a while, you can eat a snack, eat a cookie, eat a slice of cake. You know, treat yourself. It's okay. But try to stay in that routine. And like I mentioned, take care of your mind, body, and soul. Because that works as one entity. Always remember that. And it is always okay to step away. You have to get, sometimes you have to step away to get that breather, right? Spending some time alone without distractions so you can reset. It's important for you, for people to reset. Sometimes we get so overwhelmed into situations or events that we sometimes tend to lose ourselves. But it's okay to find that safe place, in that warm place, in that quiet place. Just to reset so that we can find ourselves again. Take long walks. Listen to your favorite type of music. Go get pampered. Get a massage. Get a mani and a pedi. And read a book. And use your imagination. Take some time for you. Self-care. Take some time for you. Everyone's self-care looks different. But that word in that statement, self-care, self, you. So you dictate what that self-care looks like. Last but not least, for individuals who are going through these phases and are not in therapy, please go and seek professional help if you're struggling during the holidays. Despite your best efforts, you may find yourself feeling consistently sad, depressed, and anxious. If these feelings stay for a while, please seek professional help. It is okay to ask for help. It is okay to seek assistance. As you can hear, the sirens in the background. Hopefully 2020, I can change this whole atmosphere and find a studio in which I can record. I live in the city. This is part of city living, the sirens. But getting back to it, it's okay to say I need help. If you find it difficult to manage during the holidays, please seek help. If you're in New York, please call NYC Well. If you're in need of finding a therapist, please go to Psychology Today. You can also go to your primary care physician and they should be able to refer you to a therapist. And call your insurance and they should be able to give you a listings of therapists that accept your insurance. Please take control of the holidays. Don't let the holidays be something you dread. Instead, take steps to address and prevent the stress and depression that can rear its ugly head during the holidays. Always remember, it takes you to make that initial step. Let's learn to love the holidays again. Let's talk. in every last Saturday of the month at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen, like, sub, and follow me on Instagram at it_must_be_sugar and on YouTube at itmustbesugar and on the web at itmustbesugar.com. Let's talk.